Well, yesterday we brought you the story about this official Twitter account of a senior Muslim naval officer being shut down after it retweeted a counter-terrorism expert mocking Tony Abbott and backed the Grand Mufti's response to the Paris terror attacks, which were hard to fathom. Captain Mona Shindy, the Chief of Navy's Strategic Advisor on Islamic Affairs, I don't think anyone knew he had one, who also heads the Guided Missile Frigate System Program Office, had allegedly run the Twitter account called Navy Islamic until it was deleted in late December. Captain Shindy was silenced after it apparently posted a series of tweets about attitudes towards Muslim Australians and terrorism, angering activists. According to her official profile, Captain Shindy's role as Chief Advisor of Islamic Affairs is intended to give the branch a better understanding and appreciation of serving Muslims, their needs, and how they view the world. The problem has been that Captain Shindy sounds to be completely at odds with those who are giving her orders. Someone who'll know a little bit about this topic and has plenty to say on it is Independent Senator Jackie Lambie. Happy New Year to you, Senator.
Oh, Happy New Year to you too.
Good to have you on. Why does the Navy need an Islamic advisor on cultural affairs anyway? And do we have these similar advisors for other religions?
Well, first of all, to your first question, damned if I know, and not that I'm aware of, your second one. So there's no special treatment. It's one in all. It doesn't matter what religion or what sex you are in the Defence Force. You wear the same uniform, and that's why you're all treated equally. That's how it should be played out.
Should a woman who supports the Mufti's radical views on Western society, that is, that Islamophobia led to the Paris attacks, be in charge of our missile systems, if that's what she does?
Well, I am a little concerned about that and her support for the Grand Mufti, because as far as I'm concerned, first of all, the Grand Mufti supports Sharia law, so that starts to bother me where her loyalties lay, especially being in uniform. And I think it needs to be said, is this going to be a security issue? I think nobody else has had the guts to stand up and ask the question, but she certainly needs to be pulled in over the coals over it. And if it was anybody else in her situation, they would be charged under the Defence Force Discipline Act. So basically, the captain, I can tell you now, she's out of order.
Yeah, well, I only raised this business about her being in charge of our missile systems. I'm not suggesting she's going to turn those on Australia, but I just think to myself, if she doesn't agree with the government of the day, how does she take orders from the government of the day?
Well, that's the problem, basically, she needs to be treated like any other soldier would be. She needs to be charged, and that charge that she can be charged with is quite simple. It's prejudicial behaviour. That's usually what most people, that's the first charge they'll get before they get any other charges. And like I said, if there's anybody else, they would be charged.
So there are rules surrounding political commentary for our Defence Forces, are there?
Oh, absolutely there is. That's the problem. I mean, bottom line is she's misused her position and she displayed behaviour unsuitable for military personnel, and that's what she's done. I mean, we've now been talking about this for, what, a day and a half?
Yeah.
And it's still running this morning. So what it's doing is actually embarrassing the uniform.
Apparently she has simply been counselled by the Chief of Navy. But yesterday, on air, I spoke with Bernard Gaynor. He's a former intelligence officer who served three times in Iraq. He had a website shut down for saying what he felt, and it seems as if there's one rule for Captain Mona Shindy and another rule for him, because he had to walk and his assignment was taken from him.
That's very true. He's got a good point there, because it's the double standards and it's been going on for years, and this is half the problem, and this is why we still have defence abuse going on in the system. But nobody wants to look at this, and until they bring a Royal Commission on Defence Abuse, then we're not going to get to the bottom of it. But they want to continue to play in the 1970s. These big men at the top in defence and sweep this under the carpet, and it's not going under the carpet. It's sure as hell not going to be swept under the carpet while I'm up there. I'll tell you now, because I'll just keep hammering them with it.
Okay. I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Will do. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie.